Well, this morning I'm hosting in the boardroom at Lace Market House one of our series of Live in the Boardroom events. We've recently had a company move to Lace Market House called Spinning Clock, who are an events company. And one of the initiatives that they've put forward was to have a smart board in the boardroom. So as a result, we've now got a projector and touch-sensitive smart board, which is great. And today I'm streaming Sustainability Now. So all the speakers are set up. We haven't got a projector on the table. We've got the comfort of the boardroom. And the idea is that residents that have businesses within the building can attend some really influential conferences without actually having to leave the building. So it's very difficult when you're running a business to take the time out. And also, if you're an employee, it's very difficult for you to go to influential conferences. Whereas if your employer is in a position to be able to set up a space, you know, in a meeting room and stream one of these events, rather than paying the travel for you to go to the events and the accommodation, and there's a bit of an opportunity there for a bit of a social event, you know, bring in lunch, you know, put on some hospitality in the meeting room and encourage people to engage. One of the really nice things about this Sustainability Now conference is that it is a totally online event, so there isn't a live audience in the room. So everybody is focused on talking to the audience that's on the internet, so who are in the rooms. I think a lot of people are watching from their desks, but it's completely integrated, and there's polls that are taking place. So at the moment on the screen there is what is the main barrier to the wider implementation of energy efficiency and low carbon technologies, and then there's a poll that you can vote on, and then in a moment they will come and review that poll. So just a little bit, this is sustainability in the city. From the screen, it says more than half of the world's population now lives in cities. And cities, but are responsible for 75% of the world's CO2. Adapting cities to consume less energy and to migrate the effects of climate change is clearly crucial. This session will focus on what the city of the future might look like. So it's just a great opportunity to bring, you know, knowledge and learning and innovation and thinking from the forethought of what's going on at the cutting edge directly into your office. I just really love this notion. And this kind of fits in with just the whole scope of social media. So for me, social media breaks down into sort of seven strands, or at least seven strands that I find comfortable categorising different platforms in. And for anyone who doesn't know the PCM seven roads of social media, there's using social media to generate leads. So it's about use rather than platform. And the use that you want to implement kind of dictates how your voice and how it integrates into your business goes forward. So we've got generating new leads, using social media to improve your customer service or to amplify your customer retention, personal development, establishing authority in your field, business productivity, analytics and measurement, and personal, you know, the real personal development, which is what this is about. This is about being able to engage the web to increase your own knowledge. There's integration as well with a chat room. So it's just a really nice way of bringing the web and bringing the benefits of the web into your business. And this is just as much part of social media as Facebook and Twitter. And Facebook and Twitter are communication channels which are integrated into this platform. So there's a hashtag going on, Sustain Now. You can cross-post to Facebook. You can engage in the chat room directly from Twitter or directly from the platform. So, you know, this is a real opportunity that I'm liking very, very much. And I'm going to do a little bit of work, but also I'm going to encourage people to come down to see this. So I'm really pleased that we're able to do this here at Lace Market House. Have a good day.
It is true that it's the rush and the hugger-mugger, the nature of the city which creates all kinds of exciting new ideas. And we all know that very often you will get some important insight simply by talking to other people, by sitting around, by having the kind of interconnections which the city makes possible. So I want to start really by celebrating the city. The city is not only the place where most people now live, it is the beacon of hope for most people. In the developing countries, the countryside is not seen as it is in an old developed country like Britain. Here it's seen as a wonderfully refreshing place, a place you go to for rejuvenation, whereas the countryside is a place of very considerable poverty and great depth of isolation in many countries. That many countries, the really grinding poverty comes in the countryside, and the city is the place that you go to, rather like Dick Whittington, because it's paved with gold. And I think it's very important when we talk about sustainability in the city to recognise the nature of the city for very large numbers of people, and it's still true of our cities in the world we live in. And in Sancroft, one of the things that we try all the time to do is to remind people that what we're talking about is very upbeat. This is not a miserable thing, this is an exciting thing.